This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Commission's contract with AstraZeneca to supply COVID-19 vaccines includes Britain, along with the EU, as places where the Anglo-Swedish drug maker should make its best effort to manufacture its vaccines for the EU. The contract is at the heart of a dispute over access to vaccines after AstraZeneca announced last week it would fall short of delivering promised vaccines to the EU by March because of production problems in Belgium. AstraZeneca has been making large quantities of its vaccine in Britain, but has said a contract it signed with the British government requires it to fulfill Britain's order before it can send doses manufactured there abroad, including to the EU. Swiss pharmaceuticals giant Novartis said Friday it had signed an initial agreement to help produce the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against COVID-19 as countries scramble to boost supplies. In the U.S., the Biden administration is putting the focus on science as it outlines the next steps in fighting the virus pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
In the pandemic's early days, Donald Trump stood next to public health experts and repeatedly undermined their message. The Biden administration is starting briefings with just the experts.
And the scientists will speak independently.
Virus response team advisor Andy Slavitt joined in a virtual news conference by new CDC chief Rochelle Walensky, whose agency is projecting a stunning death toll.
479,000 to 514,000 COVID-19 deaths will be reported by February 20th, 2021.
Up from 425,000 now. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there is reason to worry about the effect on existing vaccines from virus variants, particularly one from South Africa, but he says adjustments can be made. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden weighs in on the upcoming second impeachment trial of former President Trump, set to begin the week of February 8th. AP's Julie Walker.
President Biden said he didn't think enough Republican senators would vote for impeachment to convict Trump, but told CNN late Monday the trial has to happen, while acknowledging the effect it could have on his agenda, like getting the COVID relief package passed. Biden said there would be a worse effect if it didn't happen. Republicans have been easing off their criticism of the former president and shunning calls to convict him over the deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol, questioning whether Trump's repeated demands to overturn the election really amounted to incitement. I'm Julie Walker.
Friday, the Taliban rejected Washington's accusations that it had not lived up to its promise in Afghanistan, in turn claiming the U.S. was, quote, bombarding civilians, end quote. The U.S. signed a landmark deal with the insurgents last year, agreeing to withdraw all of its troops from the country in return for security guarantees after a stalemate on the battlefield. In addition, the Taliban said Friday its February 2020 agreement with the United States is meant to give American, quote, invading, end quote, troops a, quote, safe passage, end quote, out of Afghanistan, insisting the insurgent group expects President Joe Biden's administration's review of the document will not disrupt it. A small bomb exploded outside the Israeli embassy in New Delhi Friday as it marked the anniversary of setting up diplomatic relations with India. No injuries were reported, but an Israeli official told AFP the incident was being viewed as terrorism. The windows on three nearby cars were blown out by what police called, quote, a very low intensity improvised device, end quote. Indian capital already on heightened alert because of farmers' protest. The district around the embassy was sealed off and flooded with police, paramilitaries, bomb disposal experts, and anti-terrorism specialists. Clashes erupted Friday between hundreds of opponents and supporters of a major farmers' protest that has disrupted the Indian capital of New Delhi for more than 8 weeks. At least one farmer was seen brandishing a sword during the latest unrest to overshadow 2 months of protest against the liberalization of farm produce markets. Police fired tear gas and baton-charged rival groups to separate them. Policymakers in the European Union choose austerity and balanced budget over lifting tens of millions of Europeans out of poverty, a UN report said Friday. The criticism was made by a UN special rapporteur on extreme poverty and human rights. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.